And now it's time for some lessons in unintended consequences. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. You know, at Reason, we have a whole series of little videos on our YouTube page titled Great Moments in Unintended Consequences. I think there's like 15 or 20 of them at this point. Colleagues Meredith and Austin Bragg put them together, and they're terrific. Great little nuggets of, government attempts to meddle in the economy that obviously backfire in ways that policymakers never saw coming. And I've got two stories for you this week, related stories, that I think maybe someday might find their way into that series. Stories about unintended consequences in the ways that the federal government is trying to meddle with your credit cards. And let's start with last month's decision by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to cap credit card late fees at no more than $8 per month. On the surface, of course, this sounds pretty great. Nobody likes getting hit with late fees for missing minimum payments. I mean, I certainly don't. Previously, those late fees averaged about $32 per month, but they vary from credit card to credit card, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates that this change could save some Americans about $220 a year in lower fees. In his State of the Union address last month, President Joe Biden touted this change as part of his overall war on junk fees. But one of the likely consequences here is higher interest rates on credit card purchases or stricter limits on who gets access to credit in the first place. Vince Ginn, an economist and former White House Associate Budget Director, wrote about this in a post this week at the EconLib blog. He writes that while it could save some people money if they slip up and pay late, credit card companies will find a way to compensate for this lost income. In trying to shield us from high late fees, the government will set up a situation where credit is harder to come by and more expensive. And I think it's also worth dwelling for just a moment on some of the similarities here between this new rule and the Biden administration's ongoing attempts to forgive student loan debt. Now, capping the late fees on credit cards isn't as outrageous of a thing to do, but I think both actions reflect this general view from the administration that government should try to shield people from the potential economic downsides of their own voluntary financial decisions. And despite Biden's attempt to call this a junk fee, it's really not. The only people who pay credit card late fees are those who make purchases on credit and then fail to make the minimum monthly payments on their balances. It's certainly possible to have sympathy for people who miss payments because of economic hardship, and I do have sympathy for that, and I've missed payments and paid late fees before, and I don't like it. But that doesn't change the fact that those fees, they're a basic part of the contractual obligation that anyone assumes when they use a credit card. Late fees are clearly spelled out on every monthly statement, and they exist to encourage you to pay on time. For that matter, this is the same reason why the IRS will charge you a penalty if you don't finish your taxes this week. But of course, for some reason, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau doesn't seem too interested in preventing those fees from happening. Now, to the extent that capping late fees will translate into higher interest rates for all credit card users, not merely those who are delinquent with minimum payments, then the effect of this rule will be to impose marginally higher costs on individuals and families who are using credit cards responsibly, rather than those who are not doing so. And I think that's fundamentally unfair, and frankly, it's none of the government's business. And above all that, it seems ripe for some serious unintended consequences. Now, unfortunately, that's not the only way in which the federal government is trying to meddle with your credit cards. There's also a bill in Congress, the Credit Card Competition Act, and it's a bipartisan proposal from Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat of Illinois, and J.D. Vance, a Republican from Ohio. And what they are trying to do is artificially cap the so-called swipe fees that exist that are charged by credit card companies such as Visa and American Express every time you use your card. Those fees range from about 1 to 3% of every transaction, and they cover the credit provider's overhead costs, including fraud protection, which is pretty important. They also fund the reward programs that many credit cards now offer as consumer incentives, where every dollar that you spend translates into points that can be redeemed for flights or free stuff or even cash back. Durbin, Vance, and other advocates for limiting those swipe fees argue that those are really just higher costs that are ultimately passed on to consumers. And look, they're probably right about that on some level, but this proposal, which would cap those fees and would give the Federal Reserve the power to force credit card companies to change how their reward programs are structured, Well, this proposal seems likely to cause, again, some pretty serious unintended consequences that could backfire on the very consumers they're supposed to help. And this isn't a theoretical fear. We know this because it's exactly what happened after Congress imposed similar limits on debit card swipe fees as part of the Dodd-Frank law in 2010. As part of that law, fees on debit card payments were capped and they ultimately fell by about half within a few years. Ultimately, both consumers and merchants lost out. A 2013 study by economists at the University of Chicago found that merchants saved about $7 billion annually from the elimination of debit card fees, but those savings were not passed on to consumers at all. And a 2022 study from researchers at Georgetown University and Yale Law found that the collapse of debit card reward programs actually nudged consumers to use credit cards more often. And credit cards have higher swipe fees. So those higher swipe fees ultimately undercut the merchant's savings from the cap placed on debit card fees. So everybody lost here. And here's the real kicker to all of this. The mastermind behind that provision within the Dodd-Frank law, it was Dick Durbin. It's known literally as the Durbin Amendment. And he is, of course, one of the two lawmakers now leading this crusade in Congress to repeat his own mistake. If there's one thing they'll never run out of in Washington, it's unintended consequences. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. You can check out more of our coverage of these issues, everything else in politics, online this week at Reason.com. And of course, head over to our YouTube page, check out the Great Moments in Unintended Consequences series, and lots of other great stuff up there as well. And you can catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.